an opportunity to come to the door, and I just firmly believe that the Lord said that there was space for you to do your bidding today. In ancient time, they would come to the gate, and they would do a bidding there. And like, there's things that are on your heart that you've been heavy weighing and wondering and asking the Lord. And he said today, as you come to the word, that there's an active participation that you can do bidding with the Lord, that he is just, that he is holy, that he's the Ancient of Days. It says, oh, open, O gate, and the King of Glory come in. So God, we open your word this morning with such excitement as we come to you and we experience you and we encounter you. You are holy, you are pure, you are righteous, and we thank you, God, for your word that as it comes in, it will give us wisdom, it will give us counsel and understanding and might and courage. And I thank you, Lord, that we will participate today in the King of Glory. We will participate with you, oh God. And we ask that you would do a significant work in the midst of the things that are weighing on our minds and our hearts, that you would bring us counsel and understanding and fresh revelation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for the birthday wish. I feel 32. I look 52. I'm not telling you how old I am. But it's a good day. It really is. I'm here to tell you that there are great days ahead for the church. Amen? I mean, really great days. There's an awakening happening right now. There's a powerful move of God in the earth. And there's one taking place in Walworth County. Amen? Exciting things are happening in the house. Hallelujah. And we have a great opportunity before us. God is giving us an open door right now. 2 weeks ago in the service, the Lord spoke to Pastor Ruth. It was right at the end of the human video that Callie and Mackenzie did. It was so good. And the Lord said to her that a shift happened. That is for us. Lighthouse Church, you know, we're the people. That's for us. A shift happened. A shift into a higher plane. Going from medium gear to high gear. Amen? And it's a new level of the working of God in our midst. We are now experiencing a greater move of the Holy Spirit. We have gone to new levels of revelation and prophetic words. We're seeing more powerful displays of his healing and miracles. And we're going to look back and say, you know what? I was there when it started. I was there. Hallelujah. When it began at Lighthouse Church, I was there. Because God is on the move and he is breaking out in our church. But each one of us has a choice. Every single one of us has a choice. We can sit on the sidelines and watch what's happening, or we can take our place in the middle of what he is, in the midst of his moving. We have a choice. I'm really serious about this. We can either be a spectator or we can be a participant. Just let that sink in a minute. What do you want to be? Because God, you know, I can remember a story about something that happened at Bethel Church in California. They were experiencing the move of God in powerful ways, signs and wonders and things like that. And they were having a leadership meeting one night, and there was an elder who wasn't happy about how God was moving in the church. He wasn't really excited about the signs and wonders and all that kind of stuff. And so he got ready for the meeting, and he decided, I'll go to the meeting tonight because I'm going to resign and leave the church. But God had a different idea. And he visited that man so powerfully that out of that, the man started a healing ministry that is worldwide. Cal Pierce. It was incredible. It totally transformed him because God met him. And that's what God is doing today for us. If we embrace the move of God. As I was preparing this message, I felt like the Lord gave me a prophetic word. God is moving strong and fast, powerful. I see the ripple effects of his moving across Walworth County, across Wisconsin and beyond. He is moving strong and fast, wave after wave of his moving, sweeping people into the kingdom. That's what God is doing, and we want to be part of it. We can take this opportunity to shift our lives into higher gear with the Lord. We can move forward with more acceleration. We can experience the kingdom on a higher level. We can learn to reign with Christ from the throne of David. We can become laborers in his harvest. I like the passage in John chapter 4, verse 35 to 38, about the harvest. Jesus was talking to his disciples after they came back and he finished talking to the woman at the well. He said, as the crowds emerged from the village coming with the woman from the well, Jesus said to his disciples, "Why would you say the harvest is 4 months away? Look at all the people coming. Now is harvest time. Now is harvest time. For their hearts are like vast fields of ripened grain, ready for a spiritual harvest. And everyone who reaps these souls for eternal life will receive a reward. And those who plant spiritual seeds and those who reap the harvest will celebrate together, saying, 'One sows a seed, another reaps a harvest. I have sent you out to the harvest field, to a harvest field that you haven't planted, where many others have labored long and hard before you. And you are privileged to profit from their labors and reap the harvest.'" We are in the middle of a harvest field. Do you know that? Walworth County is ripe for the harvest. It's ripe for the harvest. Or we could just stay the same and plod along, hopeful that maybe someday something will happen. I want to be in a different group. But as for me, I say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will shift with God. Amen? We will choose to walk more fully, moment by moment, in the leading of the Holy Spirit, obeying him. Oh, we will choose to take risks that are associated with shifting to a higher speed. You know, when you shift your car to a high speed, it's a little bit more risky. We will choose to share the good news wherever the Lord directs us. We will choose to allow the Lord full reign in our lives. We will choose to experience all that God wants to do in us and for us and through us. Amen? Amen. Dutch Sheets shared a prophetic word in his Give Him 15 letter from his brother Tim Sheets, who is the pastor of Oasis Church in Cincinnati. And he gave this word: there's a stronger merging in Christ's kingdom between the natural and supernatural realms, the earthly and the heavenly. And this merging will result in new levels and new manifestations of the kingdom of God. A merger is now beginning that will accelerate a new Pentecost. Power and kingdom authority will be seen on the earth as never before. The glory of my presence will now fill prepared churches, territories, regions, and nations. And then he went on to say, the glory of God is going to amp up in certain churches, regions, and territories in such a way that it will create miracles and breakthroughs. I believe that the move, that move is now. He said, not years from now. It's a season of suddenlies, sudden strikes of high-ranking angels under the Holy Spirit's supervision, fueled by the decrees of a functioning church. That's what we want to be, a functioning church, moving with God as he releases wave after wave of his Holy Spirit across this county, across this state. He said, I feel the church as a whole is shifting into a higher gear. I want to be in that. I want to be in that shift. Holy Spirit is bringing change. Prophetic words are coming to pass. Powerful angels are being released. Something has shifted, and we are moving into another gear. So we need to set our hearts and our minds to embrace this shift. To say, God, move in us. Move in us. Move in us. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. I thought of a few verses that kind of encourage us in this shift. In Philippians 3, 12 through 14, it says, not that I have already attained or I'm already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching toward those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. So powerful. Scriptures that we need to let go of the past, of all the shortcomings that we have, and actively pursue what God is doing. It's like shifting gears as we embrace Christ's call into a higher place, forgetting what is behind. Focus on what is ahead. In Colossians chapter 3, 1 and 2, Paul writes, Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. That's, I just love that verse. I'm resurrected with Christ. Amen? This is why you are to yearn for all that is above. For that's where Christ sits enthroned on the place of all power, honor, and all authority. Yes, feast on all the treasures of heavenly realm. Fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the natural realm. Fill your thoughts with heavenly realities. Wow. Yeah. We have to be intentional about our thoughts, our actions, our words to line up with what God is doing, with what God is, how God is moving. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Oh, hallelujah. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of God. We have to discard the sin that so easily besets us and embrace the race that's set before us. Ruth quoted this verse in Colossians 3:18, Second Corinthians 3:18. He said, but we all with unveiled faces behold in a mirror the glory of the Lord and are being transformed from the same image into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. And our transformation into his likeness is God's goal. That's what he's doing. We are moving from one level of glory to another. He is taking us upward. And it's all empowered by his Holy Spirit. Acts 1:8, remember that verse? You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses. Amen? If we want to participate in this shift that God is doing, it's going to require a deeper commitment, more alignment with God's purpose. It's not an automatic process. It requires our active participation, conscious choices, effort, reliance on the Holy Spirit. You must embrace change as a catalyst for growth. Hallelujah. When God comes to a place where he says to us, I'm going to shift you, he says, I'm going to take you into some place you haven't been before. Maybe it will be different. Maybe it will be unknown. But it doesn't matter, because I'm going to be there with you every step of the way. Because I'm leading, I'm directing, and I'm bringing you into the fullness of my purpose. Hallelujah. We have to embrace the transformative power of God's word, God's will in our lives. Tim Sheets said this one other thing. He said the Holy Spirit is once again shifting the church into a new and higher gear. We have been in a forerunning season of preparation, but we are moving now into an awakening. That's where we're at. Into an awakening that will produce salvations, healings, deliverances, and the Great Reformation, a billion soul harvest that we've been hearing prophetic words about. The Holy Spirit is renewing our mindsets. He's awakening our faith to the fact that it's time to shift. Believe me when I tell you it's time to shift. Listen with faith. God is saying it's time to shift. Hallelujah. Father, we just are so thankful for what you're doing. We're so, so thankful that you're moving us from strength to strength. From faith to faith. Oh, bless you, Lord. We're so confident of this. Our faith is strong, Lord. And we are ready. This morning, we asked a commitment. We made a commitment that we are ready to shift. So stand with me for a second. Say, Lord, we will shift with you. Amen. We will embrace your power to enable. Thank you, Lord. We ask for strong outpourings of your Spirit. We ask for an increase in the prophetic anointing. We ask the fruit of our commitments to you will rescue millions of hearts around the world. Yeah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. We ask you for an infusion of your strength. Infusion of your power, enabling us to make this shift. Father, we thank you today because you have been so good to us. You promised us this morning that you would Lord, that you would accept our hearts. We rejoice in that, Lord. We rejoice in that. Lord, we thank you so much that you're moving in this house, that through this house, many, many, many will come to know the Lord. That through this house, people will be healed and saved and set free, delivered. Oh, thank you, Lord. And that through this house, your name would be glorified. We bless you and praise you. We give you thanks. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Put your hand in your heart this morning. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, lift up his countenance upon you, and give you his peace. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Go in his grace today. There'll be people up here to pray for you.